Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dykewood Mills. Dykewood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 2,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and the author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 200 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people, full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dykewood Mills. That draws us to you.
Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for the opportunity that we have today. We ask you to speak to us, to lead us by your mighty Spirit. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Right. I want us to pray about something, and I believe that praying is a good thing. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians 15. Verse 51. It says, "Behold, I show you a mystery." Amen. Behold, I show you what? A mystery. What is a mystery? A mystery is something you don't really understand or see through. Okay, something that's not clear. How it can even be or what is going on. And what is the mystery? It says, "We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed." Amen. So, what he's saying is that we are not going to sleep as you may think. One day, sleeping in your grave. Sleeping in my grave. There's a song like that. Sleeping in my grave. You are not going to be sleeping in no grave. You will be awake. All dead people are still alive. It's not only Jesus who is alive. There's a song that Jesus is alive. But it's not only Jesus who is alive. Princess Diana is alive. Only she's not making contact with Earth. Michael Jackson is alive. Ebony is alive. Yeah. What is the man who went on the water skates and disappeared? Castro is alive. The Malaysian air that vanished, all the people are alive. You may not know. And the Bible says, "We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed." We shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall all be changed. So everybody here is not going to sleep. Yeah. Now, the reason why there needs to be a change is because this body, right, cannot continue to exist. So it's going to need a change. If it's going to be used, you know, in the future. Are you with me? If, for instance, you were going to go in and live in water, you would need a change in your breathing system. That's the main thing you need to change. So if you are moving to become a fish, your main focus will have to be on your lungs, so that you have gills and you can breathe and absorb oxygen through water and not through air. So that's the main change. To carry on and live on, all right, you need the corruptible body which you have to change. Why do I say it's corruptible? Because it smells by this evening. It smells by this morning. Is it not smelling in the morning? Smelling a few hours. If you want to know how bad it is, you can lick and smell it and see. Just lick your hand like that and smell and see how bad things are with you. Have you tried licking? Don't. Don't even try. So verse 53 says, this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So you need to put aside corruption and mortality. That's what we have. So everybody is corrupted. We are all corrupted. That is why sometimes someone offends you and the person thinks he has done something good. He's not even aware that he's doing something wrong. That's why you have even pastors fighting one another and each one is praying about it. Is it not true? You have political parties fighting with prophets prophesying to each side. Everybody thinks it's right. We are corrupted and we are mortal. That means that we die. Mortality means you die. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Death, where is your sting? Grave, where is your victory? So, for people who are sad, sorrowing at a funeral, right, this particular verse applies solving the sorrow part, that one day death will be swallowed up and death will no more be so powerful. You know, the most powerful things you ever meet in your life are things you can't change. They are overwhelming when you can't change something. Many things can be changed in a way, or even can seem to be changing, even if they are not changing. So then there's hope. Each time a new government comes, there's hope. Very little has changed since 1957. In Ghana. And there's always hope. So hope keeps us going. Every time we hope, oh wow, there's a change. Wow. And the hope keeps us moving. Even though the world is not really changing and actually getting worse. So death's power to make everything hopeless will be taken away by the resurrection. Then verse 57 says, thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God. Now, the next part is not taken away by the resurrection. If you don't do something right, the immortality, the mortality and the corruption are going to go away. But there's something that's not going to go away. It's rather going to be now magnified. by the resurrection. Do you know that the resurrection is not going to just take away sadness and not just going to take away our corruption, but it's going to bring to light one of the greatest things, deficiencies of human beings. All right? And I want to talk about that, and I want us to pray about it before we carry on. Amen. Because I feel that I'm not wrong about what I'm saying. In verse 58, it says, therefore, or because of the resurrection. Are you there? My beloved brethren, be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Are you with me? Now, therefore, you see, if you can go back to verse 56, for instance, it's talking about the sting of death. So you would think that you have to read this verse at a funeral. Yes, but death is going to be defeated by the resurrection and by Jesus coming. Okay? It says, we shall not all sleep. Okay? Behold, I show you a mystery. Verse 51. I'm showing you a mystery. Alright? We shall not sleep. We shall be changed. And look at verse 50. Verse 50. This I say to you, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. So as we are, we can't go to the kingdom of God. We need some major changes. Okay? How many want to go to the kingdom of God? Ready for kingdom of God? Ready to arrive in the kingdom of God? Beautiful. If you really want to go to the kingdom of God, then I may be a bit surprised that we are not getting ready in a stronger way. As for the change of your body, from a body which smells, which needs to be bathed regularly, which needs soaps and perfumes, on a few hourly basis, you need perfume and soap and water. Huh? Every country, no matter which color you are. I once spoke to somebody who went to preach in China. And he said because of the government, they have their services in a closed place. You can't make noise. I mean, nobody should know. So they close it, no window, no air. He said to me, when I entered, I almost collapsed. The smell of the human beings in there praying. Yes. So that one will go. Mortality will go. Corruption will go. We'll never die again. We'll never say bye-bye to anybody again. By the way, death, the thing about death is the bye-bye. I won't see you again. I won't see you again. I won't talk to you again. I won't hear of you again. I will miss you. Do you see? That's a part about it. But there is a part that coming back to life and being resurrected, there's something else that is going to come that's going to be very some way if you are not ready. Yeah. So I like the good news about the corruption is going. How many can sense you are corrupted? Like you are ready to lie. You are ready to steal. You are ready to fornicate. You are ready to smell. You are ready for every bad thing. In some way, and we are Christians too, isn't it? Yeah. We are corrupted. And how many realize that we are ready to die too? It's like death, it's like you can see that we are a step away from death, as David said. These two will go away. You will never say bye-bye to anybody in heaven again. When you see a person, Charlie, forever. You don't have to go. I'm going to see you off. There's no seeing off. You can stay in my house. I can stay. There'll be no boys and girls. It's like boys dormitory, girls dormitory. No. We'll be free, pa. How many are looking forward to just feeling free, happy, flowing? And don't think that we are just going to be like, some of you feel that heaven will be boring. We'll just be singing hymns. You know? The Bible says at your right hand are pleasures forevermore. I don't know what type of pleasures, but they are going to be wild pleasures forevermore. Kabashakayana. But there is a part that is going to be really wild, and that is verse 58. It says, therefore, be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. That means the other ones are in vain. All other jobs are in vain, apart from your working for the Lord. Oh, yes. Do you think you'll be given a reward for working at Electricity Corporation when you go to heaven? There's no Electricity Corporation in heaven. The Lord is my light. No wires, no cables, no generators, no prepaid meters, no solar. There's not going to be mobile phones. All these technologies have existed for years. God knows all these things. Do you know that the sun, if the sun is like this, the earth is like this, a dot like this. The sun is like this. The earth is like this. Very small. It's a ball of fire. Nuclear, it's like millions of nuclear bombs exploding. Over there has been explode the technology God has been using to generate power. It's not this one we are struggling with, some small ECG and so on. Do you know that when you look at humans' inventions years ago, we look very funny, eh? Just a candle, couldn't even put a bulb was a big invention. But like all the things that are now being used, they have been there for years. We didn't know. Yeah. So the technologies, there are going to be technologies, I believe, in some years to come. If you say you're going to London, you just go out here and go to London and come back for the evening service. Yeah. You watch and see. Anybody want to bet with me? How much will you bet? You want to bet, I say, you say, like, as if you're going to buy granite and you come back. Because I have been to London on a ship before. Yes. More than once. From Ghana. SS Apapa. That's the name of the ship. It was a Black Star Line. We had a ship. Yeah. We're not using planes. In my lifetime. Yeah, to London, UK. Yeah. People, we used to take 2 weeks to go to London. Right now, we just go tomorrow, tonight. Tomorrow morning, you'll be there. Yeah. 2 weeks. You'll be on the sea. So you watch it. So the technology, that God is very, very great. I mean, we don't know anything. But working for Tigo, working for Vodafone. I don't know what job you are doing. All these jobs, I tell you, they end with your life. But there is something called working for the Lord. Therefore, be ye unmovable. Because when you live in this world, something is always moving you from the work of the Lord. And steadfast, if you are not steady,
You know, I want to say this because all my life I've been encouraging people to work for the Lord. And I think that, you know, you may think it's not a powerful message, but if you look carefully at the facts and the statistics, you see that this is one of the largest ministries in the world today. Yes. It's not a bad message. And also prosperous. Without harassing people for money. Ask your neighbor, do you feel harassed for money? Hallelujah. So, we should, as Christians, and I'm speaking to everybody because I want us to pray about it, because I feel that it is a bad thing for you to just be like somebody who is around. You see, God requires certain things from us. And okay, yes, after you are saved, you don't have to work for him really. But on the resurrection, you will regret it. You really, really regret it. You regret that you didn't do anything for God. Yeah. You really regret it. So, resurrection is bringing three things. Your corruption is going, your mortality is going, and then your working for the Lord is coming out. Yeah. So, when you die, this is the main thing that's happening. One, your corruption is going. Two, your mortality is going. And three, your work for the Lord is the only thing that is not in vain. It's going to come out. Yeah. Now, even on earth, your work for the Lord, your work that you did can be set aside. Now, once I went to a funeral, and there was a man who was had worked at the UN, United Nations, and many, many great jobs. So much so that his children didn't even go to school in Ghana because of that. But I tell you, when they were reading his, is it life history or tribute? You know, some of the people, you know, it's too long. So they said, skip this page, skip this page. They skipped the whole, it was like, I was in Uganda, he worked as the director. We are not interested. I didn't do it. I mean, I was sitting on stage watching. They themselves cut the thing short. The family people said, you work at Uganda, then he was in here working here. He was, hey, Lord, these are not, if we can read all this. Even at the funeral, we were seeing that it was, nobody cared. At the funeral, was how much more heaven? So you see, you can easily be moved because we are moved by what people say and how people talk. Yeah. People talk in a way and people put pressure on you to be secular. People put pressure on you to be unspiritual. They put pressure on you to change from a spiritual person into a very diluted version of a spiritual being. You know, you must be careful of that. That's why I said, be unmovable and be steady. And the word steadfast is a word that comes from the Navy. It was not a term that was used. It was not a term that was used until the Navy invented that term. That means, you know, the ability to stay on course. And then if you go astray, to come back. The ability to come back. And your life depends on that ability. How many realize that we keep going off a bit and then? So this Sunday, I really want to inaugurate a new thing. That's why I'm talking about it. And that is, I want everybody to become as much as possible some type of worker for the Lord. Something. You know, I don't want you to accept to be in the church doing nothing. No matter who you are not greater than God's word. No matter. Yeah, don't mention your school, lest I mention mine. Don't mention your course, lest I mention mine. Have you agreed not to mention your school? And have you agreed not to mention your course? Yes. You surrendered? Because if you mention it, and I mention my course, my school, and what I did when I was in school, it will not go far for you. I'm not talking about being a pastor. I'm talking about being somebody who does something. Now, in this service, I want to encourage everybody to at least contribute half a day for God. Half a day. Half a working day to God. That is outside Sunday. I mean, outside church service. It can be on Sunday. Now, what is half a day? When you go to work somewhere, how many hours do you work? 8 hours. So what is half a day? 4 hours. Now, if you take half a day's work, you are able to give to God half a day. Doing something that is outside church service. Why not church service? Is church service not working for God? Even demons come for service. And they sit quietly listening to the word, whispering to people, don't mind him, don't mind him, don't mind him, don't mind him. How much more a Christian coming to church? So what I want us to do is to decide that I can contribute to God maybe half a day. Now, what is half a day? Half a day is how many hours? 4 hours. Now, if this church and many churches revolve around Sunday, do you see? Many things that can be done once a week. Did you hear me? I'll say it again. Many things that can be done once a week only. Many things. The lectures, meetings, supervisory meetings, anything. Usually, if it can be done well, it can be done once a week. So if we would choose to believe in 1 Corinthians 15, that our labor in the Lord, like that one, we have something in it. Not about pastor. You know, about we labor in the Lord. Can I have an amen? Yeah. We labor in the Lord. I don't mean giving money. You see, you people, don't think of money. Don't think of money. That's why it's good that you are all young people here. It's not about money. It's yourself. Giving yourself is 100 million times greater than giving your money. Take it from me. Giving yourself, I prefer somebody to give himself than to give his money. Oh, yes. I prefer. I always encourage people, give yourself rather than even give. If you can't even give your money, give yourself. And in giving yourself, you see that your money will come in. I can't be a pastor here without my money coming in. My money always comes in. My money will by all means come in. Anything you are in, if I'm a politician, my money will go into it. Do you think the president and all these people who are in power, they didn't put money into it? Whatever you are working in and you are interested in, your money will go into it. So we have to decide that based on our eternal values, we must work for the Lord and everybody must do something. So if you take half a day in a week, think of the days you spend learning dondology. Do they still do it in the university? Dondology, which is how to drum. Performing arts. Yes. Dondology. Sociology. Botany. Zoology. Swahili. Which you will never use. Archaeology. Oceanography. I mean, let's be serious. These are the courses that are being done. But here I am telling you and encouraging you to work for the Lord, which will never be in vain. Everybody, as part of your life. Amen. And I know that when you do that, God will take note of it, and it will be the great blessing for your life. So, in our church, we have many areas, isn't it? And apart from, we have the Basenta leaders who are becoming, most of them are going to become pastors. Yes. Then, we are also introducing Basonta ministers. Basonta ministers. What are these? What is a Basonta minister? Sonntag stands for Sunday in German. Sonntag is Sunday. So it has to do with Sundays or around Sundays. Something related to Sunday or building up towards Sunday. Whether it is a choir, ushers, car park. We have 28 different groups. I wonder where Zoe is. We have 28 different groups. I hear you. You have the groups. Yeah, no problem. Different things that people do. The communion that you've been drinking every Sunday. Some people make it and prepare it on Saturdays. They come on Saturdays to prepare. Otherwise, it wouldn't be here. At least something small. You could have done something. Not just to sit in the church and warm. Everybody stand up. Please check your... Now check the temperature of your seat. Is it hotter than outside? So, for many of us, okay, please be seated. For many of us, all that we are doing is what? Warming the chairs. That's the only achievement you've achieved. But I believe that we can all be involved. We have aunties. Is it not true? And uncles, people who go to secondary schools. Now, I want to ask everybody here to become a Basonta minister. You see, somebody who brings people who uncles and aunties, they go to secondary schools. There is a man called Uncle James. He came to Achimota School. Every Sunday, he parked his car there, brown Nissan Sunny. And through him, I got saved and got my salvation and understood salvation. He's the one I asked, why did Jesus die? I asked him, why did Jesus die? Why did he have to die? When the Holy Spirit began to lead me to God, he's the one I asked. And he gave me the answers about Jesus and about the blood of Jesus. He gave me, not the SU, he gave me the answers. And other things. But just, so that's the uncle, I'm calling Uncle James. His picture is in my office. So even though he's dead and gone, I'll never forget him. If he didn't do anything at all, you know, he's worked on me. I tell you. And he wasn't a full-time pastor. He was an engineer. He was an engineer. I remember all his stories that he told me as a young child in school. I remember all his stories. What he told me about marriage, I remember everything. As I'm talking, I remember everything. He told me, he said, ministry is up to the age of 50. After that, you're supposed to retire. He was 50 then. He told me, you're supposed to retire after 50. He showed me the verses. I thought 50 was very far. So to have somebody who is an uncle who will go to Odogono Secondary School and sit there, or any secondary school, and be there, because everybody who is not in the school, when you are in secondary school, everybody looks old to you. So even though you are not old, you are an uncle. Once you go to the school, you see that you are an uncle. They call you uncle once you are not in school, like you finished that school. They call you auntie or uncle. So don't worry. In our church, an uncle is a young person and an auntie is also a young person. So don't be thinking, oh, uncle, I'm old. No. It's not for old people. It's like you are not in the school, nor you are an aunt. Are you still around? I need you to not joke with working for God. I've been preaching it and practicing it, and it doesn't reduce you in any way. Turn to Luke chapter 5. Yeah, beautiful. And it came to pass, as people pressed to hear him, he saw two ships, and he entered one of the ships. Verse 3. Which was Simon's. And he prayed him. Prayed him is not a prayer. It means he asked him that he would thrust out, are you with me? A little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Somebody's ship. Verse 4. Beautiful, fantastic, amazing, and phenomenal. Now, when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, he was saying thank you. This God always says thank you. You know, thank you is one of the important things you have to learn to say. Thank you. When you don't know how to say thank you, you can give a very bad impression of yourself if you don't know how to say what? Thank you. No, this is the preaching. No? I'm preaching. I'm talking. I'm ministering to you. Listen carefully. When something great is done for you, thank you. Very important to say thank you. If you are from the gun side, when the thing is given to you or is done for you, say thank you there and then. Then, oh, you are done. Then, the next morning at dawn, you are supposed to call or come to say thank you for yesterday. Huh? Nanya, for the one that happened yesterday at dawn. So if you meet somebody who knows the tradition and you even call at 7 to say thank you, the person will ask you that, why are you now calling at 7 a.m. to say thank you? Because you should have called at dawn. To say thank you, we wake up with the thank you. And then before the 24 hours goes by, you're supposed to say thank you again. Yes. You may not know. Now, if you are an Ashanti and something wonderful has been done for you, you go and bring your parents. It's gone higher than the guns. You go and bring your parents to join you to say thank you. You don't just call at dawn. The parents are coming to say thank you properly. In England, in so on, when the hand is stretched out, you see, I was listening to the prince who was from Cambridge, you know, the lecturer from Cambridge, very British. He said, as the hand is stretched out, you are taught to say thank you as the hand is stretched out, giving you what they are giving you. Say thank you as the hand is stretched out. Thank you. You don't, oh, thanks. No, as the hand is giving you, you are saying thank you as your hand is stretched out. Now, I want to know, Jesus is not an Ashanti, neither is he Ghana. But thank you from God there is very wild. So Jesus' thank you is starting from verse 4. Kabashakaya. Receive it. He says, Simon, let out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. For a fisherman, the fish you catch is your money, it's your car, it's your rent, it's your light, it's your everything, it's your bride price. Verse 5. And Simon said, look, Mr. Preacher Man, you know, you are a pastor, you should stay in your field. Do you know that last night we left here at 9 p.m.? If you go to Elmina, you'll see a line of ships far. You see the lights on the sea far. You don't see it in Accra like that. But Elmina, you see them lined up far, and they are there all night. He said, we were out all night. We came. We caught nothing. But anyway, what do you say? So you see, what a pastor says, or a prophet, or the man of God says, is important. And this is where it's important, because the word of God doesn't contain details of when to fish. But it contains details of salvation. So if a prophet tells you your life is in danger and the way to save it is to give an offering, it's not the word of God. The word of God is to be washed with the blood of Jesus and to repent, not to give an offering. Giving an offering will not save your life. Salvation is by the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross and you believing in him, not by giving an offering. So a prophet doesn't need to come in for your salvation. Anything special from the word of God. The word of God is clear. You'll be saved. You must repent. You must turn away from your sins. I heard one prophet was advising somebody, go and give an offering to an orphanage and you'll be saved. Because the person had a prophecy that your life was in danger. Go and give an offering to an orphanage. God is more higher than customs officials, police, border guards, human beings, pastors. It's not, pastors, you can give a pastor an offering before he realizes he's changed his attitude towards you. He doesn't even see that you are bad again. He starts to pray blessings on your evil. Yes. Forgive us. God, forgive us. Verse 5. So this one, there is no prophetic. It's not in the Bible. Thou shalt fish at 5. Thou shalt fish at 9. But it is something that the man of God said. I think you should go and fish now. Verse 6. That's how I would say it. I think you should go and fish now. That's how I prophesy, as if I'm chatting. I think this is a good thing. Yeah, all my prophecies are almost all are like that. Anyway, when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes and their net break. Jesus is good at saying thank you for using your ship. Yes. And then they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ships, that they should help them. And they came in and they filled both ships, so that both of the ships began to sink. So in the case of Jesus, he's not going to bring his parents to come to say thank you for the ship. But he will bless you till your nets are breaking and your ships are sinking. That's how he says thank you. Your ship will sink. You see that. You cannot carry the load of the blessings that he is giving to you. Are you there or you are leaving? What does the next verse say? And when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees and said, depart from me. I am a bad person. I myself know. You have not preached, but I can see that I am bad. Is it not amazing? So I am sharing with you today because I sense deep in my heart that I want to recruit you to work not for me, but for him with whom you have to deal with. Don't wait for a crisis and then you say, oh, is that something we can do? Don't wait for a crisis and then you say, oh God. No, I want it to be part of your life as a young person to learn how to add God to the work you are doing. Can I have an amen? Yeah. I don't want you to have the culture of just going to get rich to bring money to the church. That's not what we need. We are not here for money. We are here for your life. I hope I'm making myself perfectly understood. So, how many of you think that God can get your talents, your intelligence? Yesterday I was talking to someone. I said, what did you get in school? The person had, I think, 8 A's, this type of 8 A's, 10 A's grades. Going to medical school, Ghana, this one, UGMS, the best one. Well, not, you don't know whether it's the best, but it's the oldest. No further comments on that. Are you still around? I am saying, I asked the person, with all your intelligence, do you not think you can find something to do in a church to contribute and to help? So intelligent. Working for God is the most exciting part of your life. Take it from me. You know, I don't want to go too deep. Look, a professor died in our church. He was a professor. In fact, the day he died was the day they brought a sign that he had become a professor to his house. Yeah. Now, I remember at his funeral, you know, all his professor things didn't come up at all. At his funeral, it was all about his pastoral. Because he was a pastor also. I remember. Nobody said, oh, degree this, do whatever, study this, do this. Look, 1 Corinthians 15:50 says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abound in the work of the Lord, knowing this, that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. That's the one that is not useless. So, I pity you. If you are going to go to heaven without anything at all, you will be, I tell you. And by the way, you don't need to, you know, like the thieves on the cross. Jesus said, today you'll be with me in paradise. So that one, you can go naked, that is no problem. But you regret it. Yeah, I mean, the thief was going to hell. So he got a quick U-turn and it's better than going to hell. But you regret it. Because the glory, some of us will be ruling over stars. I mean, the earth takes 24 hours for a plane to go around. 24 hours. About 24 hours, one British Airways can go all the way around and come back to the same place. But a star, it takes one of these regal. By the way, now we have this open space here. You can see the stars. Orion is up here in the night. Those of you who are interested in learning more, you can't stay ignorant all your life, especially in this church. But one of the stars there, it will take about 1,200 years to fly a plane around the star. You hear 1,200 years? I said, how old will you be when you die? 60 years, 70 years? It's 1,200. Calculated. Fly at top speed. KLM. You will die, give birth, your grandchildren, great, 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 great grandchildren will give birth before the plane goes round one of these small stars. And there are millions of them. Some of us will be ruling over galaxies and stars. Oh, yes. I see some small boys here. I tell you, you are going to be commanding stars. Hey, star, move to the left. Move to the left. Shaka baya galaga. See it. So, God wants you to develop the beautiful culture of working and giving your ship to Him. Even that small fishing, small preaching, one sermon, the way Jesus said thank you, more than Ashanti, more than gas. I don't know, maybe Airways have a, well, how do Airways do it? Nobody is volunteer. How, tell us how an Airway says thank you. Huh? They dance. What did you say? Do you have to dance? You just bow down and say thank you. Once. But then the Airway thank you is not powerful at all. I think Ashanti and the Ghan one is, yes, George. You say thank you at the time. The next morning, early in the morning, you call. There's also room to bring your family, depending on the powerful. Yeah, so Airways are also powerful. Yeah. It's a Ghanaian culture. But Jesus' culture is to fill your ship. His culture is that the area in which you work, He floods you in that area to a supernatural, in a supernatural way. Oh, yes. That's why I feel that people who contribute to build churches, you know, God will contribute towards building a house, a home for you. You see, a house is an atmosphere. You can have a nice house with tiles on the floor, but it's an atmosphere that if you don't have a nice home. Yeah. Because Adam and Eve, they were in a garden and they had the atmosphere. Till Satan came, they were really cool. Like they were really cruising. Like they were like on a perpetual honeymoon. How many would like to be on a type of continuous honeymoon? Those at the back there, they don't seem interested in anything. Those people down there. And these people here too, it looks like they are not. All right. Beautiful. So, how many of us believe that you can give to God something and become a Basunta minister? So, from now, all areas in the church, especially as after Good Friday, we're starting our crusades, the church crusades, all the outreaches. We are believing God for 10,000 people to come to church here on Sunday. Because now we just have about 5,000 and it's not enough. You get it? It's a very small number. How many would like somebody to give you 10,000 CDs or 5,000 CDs? So why don't we give God 10,000 souls rather than 5,000 souls? Now God loves souls. Yeah. Are you still around? Are you sure you are still around? Yeah. So I want us to pray about our eternal work. This is the prayer part of the service. I want us to pray. Lord, help me. Now, by the way, I want to say something. Do you know why Christianity is difficult for you? You are idle. You know, when you sit alone, thoughts occur to you. Me, I'm afraid of people who are not working. You see, armed robbery and these things, they are from people who are in the house. They are in the house. They have nowhere to go. Yes. Nothing to do. And when you are idle, all kind of thoughts occur to you. Depression. Some of you girls, you are sitting there, nothing has happened. You start crying. You just start crying. Raise your hand if what I'm saying is true. Nothing has happened. You just start crying as you are sitting there. It's not healthy. It's not healthy. Before you realize, you will be abnormal. God forbid. Say, God forbid. I'm not hearing it well. Say, God forbid. God forbid. Amen. Immorality. Even the kind of erections. Wait before you shout. That you have when you are idle, doing nothing, is different from the type you have when you are busy. Yes. I shouldn't say it the way I'm saying it, you see. Yeah. It's true. Brothers, what I'm saying is true or it is not true. Yeah. Yeah, it is actually a reflection of your rested idleness. Yes. So when you sit down, it's like there's nothing to do. You are just there. All the pornographies, fornications, masturbations, all are coming to you. You can't as you are in church, you can't masturbate. You have to wait till you go to the house. So the whole of Sunday, you see that you are too busy for masturbation. And the young guys, you know what? Some of you started masturbating from the age of 11. You've been doing this thing. And it is a bondage that God is trying to break. And one of the ways to break it is to become active and working for the Lord. Can I have a proper amen from somebody? Yes. Sit down. You know, I heard somebody saying, you know, my virginity, a girl, she was experiencing my virginity. You know, it's not, I just wanted to find out. You know, why don't you want to find out what it's like to have a vision from heaven? Like finding out such things. Yes. You are idle. All the demonic powers work on idle people. So being active is a form of fighting. It's a type of fighting. And God wants us to fight on. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Beautiful. Listen, I am your pastor. I'm telling you something from God. Be my beloved brethren. Be steadfast. Be unmovable. Always, not when you think you are free, not when you are sick, not when you are dying, always abounding in the work of what? The work of? The work of? The work of? Those at the back are not interested in the work of the Lord here. I don't even feel. Still, somebody should check them out. Who are those at the back? They are new lovers. They are new lovers. Okay. Hallelujah. Your labor. That is why, you know, as I get older, I am happy that I'm doing what I'm doing. Every year I'm happier than the year before. Oh yeah, because every year I'm getting 1 year nearer to my end. And each year, as I get nearer, I'm glad that what I'm doing is what I'm doing. Yeah, I'm very happy because it's all for eternity. There's not even a day that I don't work for eternity. Every day, I don't do anything for myself. God does all those things for me. And the way he does, he breaks the ships also. He's been breaking ships, Pa. God is wild. His prosperity, God is wild. You think you are good? God is the wildest prosperity organizer that I've ever heard of. How many want God to organize prosperity for you? P.O. Prosperity Organizer. Kalabashataya.
Receive it.
Prosperity Organizer. Amen. So, we are going to pray, although it's a short prayer, but it's still a prayer. And I want everybody to believe God that some of you can donate to God half a day. How many think you can do that? Huh? Now, you may think everybody works for God. No, when you go to certain places, you see anything you do in the church, they charge. The ushers, you have to pay them. Choristers, you have to pay them. Musicians, you have to pay them. Here, we don't pay anybody. Yeah, there's no payment at all. I myself can play the piano for the choir. If it comes to that, I play it myself. Yes. If that is what it is, I play it myself. Because I play the piano. I play piano. Yes. It's not a problem at all. If it's the sweeping of the church, I can come and organize it myself. If it's difficult for you. But you see, I'm also giving you an opportunity to start getting some marks in heaven. Yes. Malachi 3:17. Malachi 3. Yes. They shall be mine, says the Lord. In that day when I make up my jewels. You see, God is going to see you as a jewel.
I receive it.
I saw a girl the other day, her name, I told her, your name is Jewel. Yeah, I told her, I'm changing your name to Jewel. Yeah, I said, you will be precious. So when he says, I'm making up my jewels, I'll add you to my jewels. And I will spare them. When you have a jewel, you don't take your things out of your pocket and throw things away. You will never be thrown away suddenly by God. Never. And as a man spares his own son that serveth him, you'll be spared. Verse 18. Then you shall return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between good and bad, and between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. You see the difference. Is it beautiful? One day you will see the difference between you and all your mates and all your colleagues. I say, I prophesy.
Prophesy.
You see the difference between you and all your mates and all your colleagues.
I receive it.
I prophesy, you prophesy. See the difference between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. Hallelujah. Now turn to the person sitting next to you and ask the person, so you are tall, what area are you going to work for God? You understand? You are tall, which means ukra. You are tall, ukra. Ejuma ben na ube. You are tall. What will you do in the house of the Lord? Wow. So I need you to join anything. What are the areas you can join? Have you put it on the stage? Put it up. Put it up for us. All right. But you have many things. Airport stars. Mention them for me. Music. Dancing stars. Communion stars. Airport stars. What are airport stars? They welcome people at the airport. The airport is what welcomes you. When you arrive at Kotoka, you know what kind of country you have come to. So when you get the airport stars, you know the type of place you've come to, isn't it? And then mention them. Ushers, film stars. Beautiful. Culinary stars. This very soon you'll be seeing our culinary stars working over there. Car park stars. Security stars. Yeah, you can join the look at a stand up security. You see that? It's using its muscle for the Lord. Amen. Yes. I mean, some of you have been doing this body, but you have to use it for God's work. Look at the muscles. Yeah. Okay, thank you. So you can join the security stars. Sound stars. Projection stars, media, website stars, intimate counseling, telepastoring, marriage counseling, understanding campaign, teachers, announcements campaign, multiplication, that is our crusades and our outreaches. No? My First Love Fellowship, which is the aunties and the uncles going to schools. Do we have some aunties and uncles here who go to? Stand up if I. Some, let me see some of the aunties and uncles. Which school do you go to? Which school do you go to? What college? Stream Street College. Wow. You go to which school? All the schools. What schools are? Presec. Look at. Come. Just look at a small girl. Say an auntie. Come, look at. Look at aunties. I want to show you aunties. You see, some of you thought that you have to be old to be an auntie. Yeah. Stand here. Yeah, come. We aunties and uncles, we go to secondary school. Are you all aunties and uncles? Small girl danger. What school do you go to?
Stream Street College.
And then?
Legon Presec. Was.
Was. Mention the real name. Wow.
West African Secondary School.
Wow.
Shemu Senior High. Laboni Senior High. Awutu Winton Senior High.
What?
Sec. Awutu Winton.
Awutu Winton. Awutu Winton. Budumburam. Wow.
Ideal College.
Ideal College. Just.
Presec Mampong.
Presec Mampong. Wow.
St. John's Grammar. Delcam Senior High.
What?
Delcam.
Senior High at Adenta.
Holy Trinity Secondary School.
Holy Trinity. So you look at your small girl as an auntie. So you are called Auntie what?
Auntie Stacy.
Auntie what? Auntie Stacy.
Yes.
Do you have even a beloved?
No, please.
She doesn't even have a beloved, but she's called Auntie Stacy. You see, this is how to be important. When you work for God, you become important. You don't do anything, you are important. Yes, all these are my aunties and uncles in the church. Uncle Chebafo.
Achimota School.
Achimota School.
St. John's Grammar.
St. John's Grammar.
Preset Pay Setters.
Presec Pay Setters.
Preset
Pay Setters.
Preset
Pay Setters. It's a private school. And you are Uncle what?
Kofi.
Uncle Kofi. Is that what they call?
Yes, please.
You small boy like you, they call you Uncle Kofi. Look at it. Small boy, they call him Uncle Kofi. Wow. And you are?
Demira.
Auntie what?
Demira.
Auntie Demira.
Auntie Demira.
There's an auntie. Do you have even a beloved?
Yes, please.
You have a beloved. She has a beloved, so she's slightly advanced. Small girls are wild. And you are?
Auntie Pips.
Auntie Pips. And you go where?
Ideal College.
They call you Auntie Pips?
Yes. It's first love, but they call me Pips.
Hey. Kabashak.
I receive it.
All these are aunties. And you are Auntie what?
Auntie Dedo.
Auntie Dedo. Wow. And you go to which school?
Stream Street College.
Stream Street College. And you are Uncle?
I'm Uncle Richard. I'm Persek Mampo.
Uncle Richard. And you are what?
Uncle Fabina, St. John's Grammar School.
Wow. So we need more schools. Yes. You get it? All the secondary school, that's where you can get saved. After secondary school, it's getting worse. It's getting what?
Worse.
University is not what it... They are wild. Huh? They are wild. You'll be surprised. You think your daughter is in school, but she's somewhere. Sydney, you are a dancing star and an uncle. You are what?
What's your name? I'm Sydney, Uncle Sydney, but for short, Uncle Sid. I'm at Osbert Senior High, Ashoma Estates. Yeah.
Osbert Senior High. So you go to visit them?
Yes, I do. I do talk to them about preach to them first, and I also get to know their private lives and what they are struggling with, and I help them out. Yeah.
But why are you giving him fans like that? Do some and you get fans. Beautiful. So we need to join more things, at least something small. Yes, even if it's just 30 minutes. So when you do half a day, we are going to make you an official Basanta minister. But if you do less, you are still a Basanta member. That is, around Sunday, you do something. Saturday, whether it's Saturday, Sunday, something. Not looking at my face, I say something. Amen. So now we are not interested in hours. Like you yourself assess and see. Which school do you go to?
Preset is for my...
So when do you go there?
Saturdays. Saturday afternoons preferably.
From what time to what time?
3 to 4. Because most of the students then are relaxed. So
they are relaxed between 3 and 4.
3 to 4. So you can find them watching or chatting, something normal.
Wow. And you go to which school?
St. John's Grammar.
What time?
We go there sometimes in the morning, because by the time you get there in the afternoon, they're all gone. I'm sure they're here.
Which school?
St. John's Grammar.
St. John's Grammar. Are you here? Are there some students from St. John? Where are they?
Yeah,
oh, down there. Beautiful. They bring a bus. Come to church. Do you see? Some people are doing, look at a small boy like this. He says he's an uncle.
Uncle
amazing. And God will take your boat and sink it for you to see that you can never work for yourself and get as much. So from now, everybody, and even new things, but especially the outreaches, because that is something that really touches God. It's so winning. Amen. And all the outreaches, business community. We also have the business community. The business community. Anybody who is doing business, join the business community. Yes. And it's going to be beautiful. So one day you see that I'll be announcing that I'm taking Basanta leaders and Basanta ministers to Israel. Don't say that. Don't say. say that you were not told. I won't lie to you, and I won't hide it from you. Yes. So, do something. Do something, at least something. And maintain it till you are 80 years old. Yes. Or if till you are 18, you are in the house of the Lord. It's like, oh, this is. I once went to preach in a church in Nigeria. And there was a pastor. The church was started in 1955. So when the man saw me, it's an elderly man. He saw a leaflet about me. You know, I think they had made some handbills. So he took the leaflet and he read. Then he looked at me. Small boy like me. I think he just looked at me. He just turned away. He has been in the church since 1955. He has seen so many people come and go. So I say he's preaching. So I say he has a word. So I say he has a revelation. So I was so unimpressive to him. Because when you've been in the church for years, you sort of almost own the church. Yeah. So he looked at me, he wasn't impressed. He didn't say anything, but I felt that he wasn't impressed with me. Or not that he was against me, but it's like he was, and he was there when the founder came to start the church. Yeah. So some of you'll be there in 55 years, you'll be sitting there, and then you say, Do you know when I started working for God as an uncle, as an auntie? It's not today they started calling me auntie. I've been working for God for years. He has been sinking my boots for years. Shaka bayanda.
Receive it.
All right, sit down. Let's all stand to our feet. And this is prayer time. We are praying. I want us all to just give ourselves to the Lord and say, Lord, here I am. Use me beautifully. I want to serve you. I want you to use me as I serve you all the days of my life. Bless me. Help me. Your hands lifted up to the Lord. Kaloma shantolaba ramandali baba. Talorama bandelema kabalandalaba. Take my life, Lord. Take my life, Lord. Let it be what you want it to be. Marandaloma shendelebeke mandala baba.
Jesus. Mokatora bavire atakosha.
Kolara mandelebeke
mandala baba. Rini atako deliande. Meliva rabashaka movenege duka saka papaya. Radia bashota kabayando lobo sorianda ba. Mijeli babaro kosombra daligo. Meleche sokabaya. Niato shaka movendeli sora bandele gemonie. Reneveria Cassandra Daliote Kestetuta, Mashia Bakora, Mariantandolomo, Mezenta, Palaluce, Lebediaba, Rabadiaba Cassandolomo Veredevediatosa, Manto Kama Diabala Shodevelekisoria, Rade de Becasuta Palario, Yes Lord, Rakaba Shadaba, Mizadia Vacatoria Bayata, Manchereve de Becasuta Laba. Hey, Palo Abashokomo, Debeli Abasande, Nentala Mabaranadio Kosom.
Take my life.
Yes, Jesus.
Take my life.
Loka Pashaka Paladia Boshada.
Let my life not be in vain. Rabba
Masonda Labakateliada. Rabba Lia Shadaba Kiomadaya.
Let it not be in vain.
Ishada Bakasato Labaya.
Let it not be in vain.
Rabba Diabokoshata Kayayanaba.
Let it not be in vain. Jesus.
Nejoria Bakosaya. Ye Dalabasando Rabaya.
Let it not be in vain. Let it not be in vain.
Let it
not
be in vain. Let it not be in vain. Let it not be in vain. Let it not be
in
Kobakaya, Rabati no Mohoshaka, Itonia Mayatando, Menjidie, 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 Mandola, Manamosa, Ia Kosoko Bakaya, Rabati Obokoshana, Messinderia Mayatondaya, Manoneme Tuse Bakapaka Toloboya, La Julia Derieso, La Julia Derieso, La Julia Derieso, La Julia Derieso, Yamamoto, Lisha Ibalusha, Robos, Yayomo, Manoyo Mono, Yanonio, Noniate, Menchini, Emerieto Saka, Baro Roboyo Son Navaya, Baro Roboyo Son Deleke, Mentelia de Leveke, Rocata Valia Beleke, Rando Romo, Mondolo 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 Romo,
We thank you for today.
Yes, Lord.
Lift your hands. Close your eyes.
Yes.
Father, we thank you for today.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for guiding us.
Yes.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for leading us at this moment.
Oh, yes.
Teaching us,
Lord.
To do something for you, Lord.
Jesus.
Teaching us to work the work that is not in vain. To do something, Lord. To help your kingdom to grow, to come in this earth, to save people, to do something for the Lord.
Jesus.
Father, we are grateful. We lift our hands and we say, we surrender all.
We surrender all.
To you.
To you.
We say we are not worthy that we should be called.
Yes, Jesus.
Into such a church.
Yes, Jesus.
In such a ministry.
Yes.
Where we even have something that we can do. We ask, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Karomashandola Bakaba.
Jesus.
Take our uselessness.
Jesus.
Lord, our emptiness.
Jesus.
And make something out of us, Lord. Help us, Lord.
Help us, Lord.
To become Basanta leaders.
Yes.
Help us to be Basanta ministers.
Jesus.
Help us to be people that work for you and do something for you.
Oh, yes.
We give you thanks.
We give you thanks.
And we give you praise.
Jesus.
And lay hands on your belly.
Tanto.
Bible says, out of your belly shall flow
rivers.
Let it not be that what is supposed to flow out of you is not flowing.
Oh, no, no.
Pray that God should let whatever He has placed in you flow out of you, to be a blessing to somebody, to some people. Father, thank you.
Jesus.
Thank you for anointing us.
Jesus.
For calling us.
Jesus.
For blessing us. Let it flow, Lord. Let it flow. Let the Spirit flow out of us. Thank you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Now, if you are here and you have not received the Holy Spirit and you don't speak in tongues, come to the front. You've not yet received the Holy Spirit. You don't speak in tongues. Come to the front quickly. Just come to the front, and you are born again, but you don't yet receive. Come quickly, please, so that I want to pray with you. You don't yet speak in tongues, but I want to pray with you. You have not yet received the Holy Spirit. Please come, come. You are born again, Christian. Stand here quickly, all of you. Come quickly, please. Quickly, it's very important. You are in the church, you're born again, you know what it means to be born again, but you have not received the Holy Spirit. Come and stand here. There are so many of us. I am doing what the Holy Spirit is leading me to do. Come. I want to pray with you. You don't have the Holy Spirit, you don't speak in tongues yet, but you are born again Christian. Come all the way to the front, to this side, all the way here. Come, I'm going to pray with you. Beautiful. All right, keep coming. Just leave my blue space out, but everywhere else can be filled with people. There are so many people in the church. Now, how many of you in front here are born again? You are new, born again, brand new, born again Christians. All right. But you have not yet received the Holy Spirit. You don't speak in tongues. How many of you want to receive the Holy Spirit and speak in tongues? Okay. Beautiful. So I'm going to pray for you and lay hands on you, okay? And you are going to receive the Holy Spirit. Now, listen. In Luke 11 and verse 13, the Bible says that if you are evil, know how to give good gifts. You should know that the Father knows how to give the Holy Spirit. You know, one of the reasons we can't work for God is we don't have the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not helping us. So we struggle. Amen. So God wants to give us the Holy Spirit, and we are receiving the Holy Spirit today. But God is not going to put a radio in your stomach and switch it on. You have to receive the Spirit. And as you open your mouth, Acts 2 and verse 12, they began to speak in tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So you have to begin to speak as the Spirit gives you utterance. The reason why I pray in tongues for hours is because when I pray in tongues, my spirit praise and I'm stronger and charged up to work for God. Amen. Now, all of us need the Holy Spirit again. So we are all praying for the Holy Spirit, because they were filled with the Holy Spirit many times in the New Testament, not only once. So let's all lift our hands now. Ask those in front also. Everybody is asking God, fill me with the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Give me the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
I want to work for you.
Yes.
I want to do great things for you. I want to serve you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Receive the Holy Spirit right now. Receive the Holy Spirit. It's coming on you right now.
Yes, yes.
Receive it. Receive it. Receive the Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit. Begin to speak in tongues. Open your mouth. Let it flow.
Don't play the game.
Now, how many of you in front have started speaking in tongues?
Hallelujah.
Lift your hands up. Lift
Hallelujah.
Your hands up. So many people. Lift your hands up.
Wow.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Wow. Many, many have received the Holy Spirit. Let's all pray for the last time. Lord, touch. If you have not yet started speaking in tongues, come here at the front. I want to just.
Sando bakata.
Just continue praying. If you
bakata.
Praying in tongues, continue. Continue.
Bakata.
Don't stop. Don't stop. Let it flow. It's like a river. It's flowing out of you. It's flowing out. It's flowing.
Andaba.
Let it flow. Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for your blessing.
Yes.
For filling many of us here with the Spirit. We give you thanks.
Give you thanks.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
How many of you have received the Holy Spirit? Started speaking in tongues. Lift your hand. Wave. Wave like this.
Wow.
Wave, wave, wave. All over here. Beautiful. 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 Now, listen. Before you go back, everyone standing, please. It's good to stand in church. Listen, the Holy Spirit is the helper.
Hallelujah.
We are struggling because we don't have the Spirit. So that's why even when you are have already received the Holy Spirit, you have to keep praying for the Holy Spirit. That's what Jesus said. It's the best prayer to pray for. I pray for the Holy Spirit every day. Every day. Did you receive the Holy Spirit? Did you start speaking? Don't be discouraged. That's what happened to me too. I prayed and I didn't receive. They prayed for me. I didn't receive. They prayed for me. But after some time, after about 6 weeks, then I received. So I was harder than you to receive the Holy Spirit. Amen. So don't be discouraged. Don't be discouraged. Amen. Did you receive the Holy Spirit? Did you receive the Holy Spirit? Beautiful. I told you. You know, she was telling me, they prayed for me. I didn't receive. I told you, you will receive. I prayed for you. And we started to speak in tongues. Flowing. It's flowing. It's a river. Bible says, out of your belly shall flow what?
Rivers.
Rivers. So you have to let the rivers flow.
Wow.
So now, Kamala Shandola Baba.
Jesus.
To celebrate your
new
receiving of the Holy Spirit, we are having between the porch and the altar, not from this week, next week after this week.
Wow.
We are going to be here praying in tongues.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Is it powerful?
Yeah.
Very beautiful. You may go back to your seats. And everyone may be seated. Amen. Between the porch and the altar. Yes. Fantastic. Day 9 to 12. We'll tell you when is day 13, but this is day 9 to 12. Amen. You see, people have received the Holy Ghost. Now, when the Holy Spirit flows in you, it's like a river. You must let the Holy Spirit. You must be spiritual and spirit sensitive. I'm talking about what I'm talking about because the Spirit is leading me to do what I'm doing. Amen. It's not about our church. We have no service, order of service here. If you need an orderly church, you have to find a church, another place to go. We don't have order of service here. Amen. We have the Holy Ghost. Amen. All right. How many are blessed so far? How many of you think that God is going to help you to be a worker of some sort? Yes. Not
you cannot do anything for God. And once you cross the 4 hours, so if you go and you're an uncle or an auntie and you go to a school for 1 hour, 1 hour to go to the school, 1 hour with the people, 1 hour to go back home, that's 3 hours of work. Amen. I don't mean coming to church. Churches, everybody does it. All right? Beautiful.
Do it better for Jesus and give the Lord a shout of praise. Are you happy you are in a church where God's power is working? Are you happy God is alive and moving in our church? This morning, we are going to hear amazing testimonies. And it's a sign to you that God is at work here. And if God did it for these people, he's going to do it for you also. The Bible says in Luke chapter 17, Jesus said to them, "Were there not 10 who were cleansed? Why has only one returned to give glory to him?" Amen. That's why they are testifying. They are returning to give glory to God. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus. Our first testimony is coming from our sister Patience Ingole from Gabon. Hallelujah. It's an international church. Oh, do it better for her as she comes. Hallelujah. Patience, what has God done for you?
I want to thank God for what he has done in my life through the prophecy of our prophet, Bishop Dagewan Mills. Last year, when I was going to my country for vacation, I've lost my phone. But before I came, by the grace of God, I've got a new phone. So when I came, I decided to go and renew my SIM card. So as soon as I've done it, I've received a call. And I decided to call back the person because I've missed the call. And when I called the person, it was one of our church members in France. And he told me that he was thinking about me. And I was even surprised why he was thinking about me. And he said, "I decided to send you money." And I was like, I couldn't imagine that if he could have sent me money, because normally one of his problems to go to France, it was because he didn't have too much money.
He has a money problem.
Yes.
She says she has a friend in France who has a money problem. Like, he's always broke. But he's the one who said, "I was thinking about you and I felt like sending you some money." How much did he send you?
He sent me 160 euro. So it is about 800 Ghana cedis.
About 800 Ghana cedis. Yes. He just sent it to you.
Yes.
And what did he use the money for?
I've used it to buy my high school car, because I'm at Anakazo Bible School. So I needed a high school car.
Yeah, give the Lord a shout of praise. Whatever device you are expected to buy, God is sending you the money this week. Give the Lord another shout of praise. Hallelujah. You said you believe it was because of the prophecy you heard in church.
Yes, please.
That this brother sent you the money.
Yes, please. Last year, Bishop said that we are going to receive money from another country, from a foreign currency. So I believe this prophecy, so it has come to pass.
Wow, give the Lord a shout of praise. Jesus, when he was dealing with the lepers, the Bible says he told them, "Go and show yourself to the priest." And when they turned to go, they found out that they were healed. So you are in the prophetic encounter service. God is going to speak certain things to you. When you leave here and you realize that they have come to pass, you have to come back and give the glory to God. Somebody give the Lord a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Our second testimony is from another sister from Gabon, Elsa Varej. She's also in the prestigious Anakazo Bible and Ministry Training Center. Oh, give it up for her.
I want to thank God for his grace in my life, helping me to renew my resident permit, to have my ID card, and also to have my new tablet.
Wow! A 3-in-1 blessing. Yeah, give the Lord a shout of praise. You said God did what? Number one.
Number one, he used my parents to send me money. But it's amazing miracle money, because when I was coming from the Bible school, my parents said that, "Who will take care of you?" I said, "The one who is sending me will take care of me, mean that to God."
Wow.
So I was not expecting any money from my parents. But after the 31st December, when Daddy prayed for us, And he said that this year is the year of good things. You will see good things coming in your life. I just believe. I say, God, I have to renew my resident permit. But I don't have anything. But my mother just called me. And she sent me money.
What a testimony. Ghana City.
Yes, please. And my sister also from Gabon called me again and sent me another 300,000 Ghana City.
You mean 300 Ghana City? You see, the currencies are different, so she keeps getting it wrong. Her mother sent her 800 Ghana cities. Her sister also sent her 300 Ghana cities. So she was able to renew her residential permit. And what happened? How did you get a tablet?
The tablet for my sister. So when I got that money, because my another tablet was dying, I said, God, please, my tablet cannot die. I need another device to hear podcast. So now my sister sent that money, and I use it to buy my tablet. So from now, I thank God because
I am sitting there like that. Give the Lord a shout of praise. This lady is describing sources that hitherto have been closed. Support you. Mother is not supporting you. How much more your sister? But she said that when she came to church and she heard certain words from God spoken through the prophet, she said immediately her mother sent her money, her sister sent her money, and her other sister sent her the tablet she was looking for. Give the Lord a shout of praise. God is going to do it for you too. So Elsa, what do you have to say?
I want us to say that you have to believe God is true. And what our daddy said about the prophecy is real. You must believe on it. But if you are looking for something, you have a situation which is very hard, God can do it for you if he done it for me.
She's from the Lakazo Bible School. Give the Lord a shout of praise. She said God will do it for you. Put together for powerful testimonies. And we also have a testimony from our sister, Margaret Delali Otum, of the film Stars. She comes upstage. Do it better for her. Margaret, what has God done for you?
I want to thank God for saving my life.
Okay.
Saving me from death. So
God save you from what?
Death.
Death. Tell us, how did it happen?
So 2 weeks ago, Sunday after church service in the evening, I bought an Uber. I was going home. But when I got, usually I use the Wisconsin road, North Lake on Aboba. But then that day, I decided to use the North Legon Hospital because I thought there would be traffic on the Wisconsin Road. But then when I got to Atomic Junction, I just heard a very still, calm voice saying I should use the KFC Agboba Road. But then I ignored it because I knew that usually around that time there would be massive traffic. So I disobeyed and I took the North Legon Hospital Road. Then again, when I got to ENS Junction, the voice came again that I should use the ENS Road. I just ignored it. I was like, no, this is why I'm going to get stuck in the massive traffic. Then I went ahead and used the North Legon Hospital Road. Now, when we got to the Zongo Junction, the driver was going to negotiate a curve. As he was about to negotiate a curve, I sat beside the driver, the passenger seat, and I saw a motor rider at top speed coming right at us. And, you know, usually when you're driving and someone's about to cross you, you try to change lanes or veer off the road, but nothing. It was as if he was targeted at us. And he came and crashed into the side of the car where I was seated.
Yes.
And then, because I was not in a seatbelt, my head hit the door and bounced back to hit the gearbox. So I was out for like 5 minutes. I was unconscious. So, like, but when I woke up, I had people thought I had died.
They thought you were dead.
They thought I was dead. And then they were like, oh, she's alive, she's alive, she's alive. And I woke up and the pool of blood, like I was oozing from, blood was oozing from my side, this side of the head. So I had a serious cut here. So when I woke up, I said, they said actually they would take me to the hospital, but I said, no, I want to go home. But then the motor rider, he was in a protective gear, he was in a helmet and everything. He was on the floor, like flat on the floor. So I went home with the blood and everything. When I got home, and the Uber driver called me, and he was like, unfortunately, the driver didn't make it.
The Uber driver called you?
Yeah, to tell me that the motor rider didn't make it. Nice. And at that time, I remember during the porch, between the porch and the altar, the last day, when the daddy was giving the closing prayer, I remember he said that none of us will be brought in dead. And also, any rider on a motorbike or anything aimed at us.
He said any rider.
Any rider on a motorbike or anything aimed at us will meet his own death. So I was so surprised when they called me to say he rather he was in a protective gear, everything, helmet. He died on the spot. Like, he died. But I survived, and I just want to thank God.
Oh, somebody, why don't you give the Lord a shout of praise? Why don't you give the Lord a shout of praise? Let's celebrate the goodness of God. 1,000 shall fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand. They will not come nigh you. Only with your eyes will you see the reward of the wicked. God has preserved her life. We would have been attending her funeral. You know, the people thought she was dead. But she said she heard these words in church. You will not be brought in B-I-D. You will not be brought in dead. And her life has been preserved. Somebody give the Lord a shout of praise. May God preserve your life too. Put your hands together for a powerful testimony. Hallelujah. And I want to read our final testimony all the way from the United States of America. My name is Jila Joy Dodu, born and raised in LCI. I attend QFC Miami. I want to thank God for delivering me from the recent Parkland, Florida school shooting. It was 10 minutes before the closing bell rang, 2:30 exactly, on Valentine's Day, when the fire alarm went off. We were all confused because we had already had a fire drill. In confusion, we left our classrooms thinking it was another drill, but casually this time. About 2 minutes after getting out, we heard gunshots. We didn't take it seriously because my school is said to be in one of the safest cities in the United States of America and also in a very rich community. It's not about where you are staying. The Bible says we are kept by the power of God. Amen. About 2 minutes after hearing the gunshots, not knowing what was going on, we all started running around the fence. We surrounded the fields behind the school. After escaping our school completely, we joined the main road and we saw police cars, multiple SWAT teams, and helicopters all over. And that is when we found out that a gunman had opened fire and shot down a number of people. It was by the grace of God that we managed to escape early. Some people said we escaped because my class was located at a good place. Others said we escaped because of where the shooter planned to attack first. But I know, he said, but I know that we escaped by the grace of God and through the prayers that have been said over us. Amen. She said the day after the shooting, we heard in the news that the shooter, after his evil doings, came to Walmart, where we had escaped to, and bought a drink to refresh himself. This means that the shooter could have continued attacking people and he could have attacked us also, but he didn't. Prophet prayed that we should receive grace and eagle strength during the watch night service. He also prayed that God should deliver us from sudden death and shocking news of death. God surely delivered me from death. I lost 3 friends and 14 others, including teachers, security guards, but God has given me eagle strength to endure this heartbreaking tragedy. I thank God for his protection, and I also thank him for his deliverance. Why are you sitting down? Stand to your feet and celebrate the goodness of God. Celebrate the goodness of God. 1,000 fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but they will never come near you. Put your hands together for powerful testimonies.
turned me inside out and you changed me. Give me brand new heart, only you. The only one who won my heart that way. Oh, and I wanna do all I can just to serve you. Surrender my life just for you. The only one who won my heart today. Let me tell you now, all that's on my mind. When I think about the day you called for me and said, you must preach for me. Sing for me. Oh yeah. Thanks for calling me. Thanks for choosing me. Lord, how can I say thanks? Oh, oh, oh. You turned me inside out and you changed me. Gave me brand new heart. Only you. The only one who won my heart that way. To serve you, surrender my life just for you, the only one who won my heart today. Let me tell you now, all that's on my mind. No one ever chose me, and no one likes me much, oh no. Yet you liked me, Lord. Yet you chose me, Lord, oh yeah. And so with my life, I'll serve you, Lord. That is how I will say thanks. Oh, 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 and you turned me inside out. You saved me, give me brand new heart. Only you, the only one who won my heart.
Church today? Are you excited to be in church today? Well, I've been listening to the podcast from afar and been being blessed. And I believe genuinely that in this time, God has chosen a great voice to speak to us, to guide us, to counsel us. And I believe that today we are going to receive a guidance and a word and exactly what we need. And if you are as excited as I am, and you expect a miracle and a word from God, give the Lord a shout. Put your hands together and welcome our Father, our prophet, Bishop Daniel Wells.
I believe God's word is still the same.
Father, thank you for blessing us today mightily. Thank you for this prophetic word that we are receiving in this time. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. Amen. You may be seated, please. What a blessing. Wonderful. Now, I believe that the Lord is blessing us, and I want to share with you on what I call establishment. Wow. Turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 5, establishment, because this year is one of the good things that is coming into your life is establishment.
I receive it.
Now, 1 Peter 5 and verse 10. What does it mean? How many want to be established? Yeah, why not? It means to make something stable. Amen. To make something stable. Establishment, 1 Peter 5, verse 10. But the God of all grace, who has called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered for a while, make you perfect and establish, strengthen, and settle you. Amen. So suffering is not forever. It's just for a while. Can I have an amen?
Amen. Amen.
And so you must become stable and established in God, in Christ, financially, spiritually, in your relationships. You must become a stable person. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
So that is something that God does, and it's something that we must look forward to. 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 19. 1 Samuel chapter 3 and verse 19. It says, and Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and did let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel, from Dan even to Beersheba, knew that Samuel was established to be a prophet of the Lord. And the Lord appeared again in Shiloh, for the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord. Amen. All right. So we see here that Samuel was established to be a prophet. So whatever you are doing, you can be established in that thing. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
And God is establishing you in this time.
Receive it.
Hallelujah. 2 Samuel chapter 5 and verse 11. And Hiram the king of Tyre sent messengers to David and cedar trees and carpenters and masons, and they built David a house. And David perceived that the Lord had established him as a king over Israel, and that he had exalted his kingdom for his people Israel's sake. So God established David as a king. Now that is something only God can do. Amen. So God wants to make you established in whatever you are doing. Whether it's to be a prophet, to be a king, to be a Christian, stability must come. And one of the things that really destabilizes our lives are debts. Debts and loans. Yeah. You know, this morning I read something, a prophecy from Rick Joyner. Rick Joyner. How many have heard of Rick Joyner? Yeah. Rick Joyner said, for the last 30 years, God has been calling his people to come out of debt. Yeah, I was so surprised to see that. He said, for the last 30 years, God has been calling his people to come out of debt because God wants to use them and use them financially. But you can never be stable when you owe money. You'll never be stable because so many things will be chasing you. All right? So whether you are to be established as a king, whether you are to be established as a prophet, whether you are to be established as a Christian, that is the will of God. And Paul Peter said that may God establish you, hallelujah, after you have suffered for a while. So struggling is not intended to go on forever. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
Now, David's seed were also established. 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 9. And when the days be fulfilled, thou shalt sleep with thy fathers. 2 Samuel chapter 7, from verse 12. And I will set up thy seed after thee, which shall proceed out of thy bowels, and I will establish his kingdom. So God is saying here that he will establish the kingdom of your child. How much more you? What do you think? So receive eternal establishment from the Lord.
I receive it.
Now God's word is a prophecy for you, and you must believe it. Psalm 24 verse 1. Stability is something God is looking for you. Psalm 24 verse 1. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Amen. Verse 2. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. So you see here, God has established the earth. You know, there is nothing more stable than the universe that God has created. The earth, the moon, the stars, the planets, very, very orderly and very stable. There's no crisis from the sun, the moon, the stars. Amazing. The earth is very small, like a pebble, compared to the sun, which is like that. And the sun is a small star. So the whole world is very stable. Some of the planets are going clockwise. Some are going this way. Venus is our nearest sister planet. It's almost the same size. But it goes around, 1 year is 225 days. Our year is 365. It's going anti-clockwise. I think we are going clockwise. Very stable. Sun is shining. Rain is falling. Snow is coming. Dry is coming. Hot is coming. There are mountains. Everything is stable. How God made it. We are the ones who are unstable. The world we've created is unstable. But the world God has created is very stable. And that is the world God is creating for you now.
I receive it.
So stability is something that needs to come into your life. You can't be a Christian and be unsure whether you'll be a Christian next year. What do you think? You can't be a member of this church today and be unsure whether you'll be a member of this church tomorrow. Yeah, you are not stable. Stability must come into your life. You can't be in a relationship with somebody and you're not sure whether you'll be in a relationship with the person tomorrow and the year after. It's like your whole life is shaky. So stability is an establishment, is the will of God for your life. And that is exactly what is going to happen to you from now.
I receive it.
Amen. Now, God wants to bless you and stabilize you. Amen. And to do that, He is going to give you understanding. Understanding has a way of stabilizing you. Amen. Jeremiah chapter 5. He says, "Hear now this, O foolish people and without understanding, which have eyes and see not, and have ears and hear not." Amen. So, God wants us not to be a people who don't understand things. Because understanding stabilizes you greatly. Understanding is the master key to becoming stable in something. It's people who don't understand deeply who become unstable. Amen. Are you with me? Yes. And so God wants us to really be people that are stable. Matthew 13. Matthew chapter 13. Now, when anyone hears the word of the kingdom, verse 19, and understandeth it not, then comes the wicked one and catches away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which receives seed by the wayside. So, when you don't understand the word of God, you are very, 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 very likely to be attacked by the wicked one and become an unstable person. Are you with me? So the wicked one is watching for those who don't have a deep understanding of what is happening around them. Amen. So, for instance, when we, like, what is this scripture saying? It says, "These are they which hear the word and understandeth it not." So when you don't understand it, then you are destabilized. Now, verse 23 says, "He that received the seed into the good ground and understandeth it also is the person who is stable enough to bear fruit." So I don't want you to just be a Christian, but you need to understand things about Christianity. Christianity is actually one of the complex religions. We have Jesus on a cross, I mean, which is, looks strange. Why should God be on a cross? The Son of God, blood of Jesus. When you wash yourself with blood, you become red. But when you wash yourself with the blood of Jesus, you become white. It's complicated. We have priests, pastors, apostles, prophets, teachers. Many strange things in the church. Give, it shall be given to you. It goes against reasoning. So, coming to God If you take it lightly and you don't go deeper, it will always be unstable. Now, I'll tell you something. Over the years, right, I have shared certain things and people disregarded me, what I was sharing. Because one of the things was because they didn't understand what I was saying. So you can't blame them. Because when you don't understand something, you say, oh, what do you mean? You get it? Now, that is why I want to share with you things that will make you understand. Because when you don't understand, you will be as the prophecy said in Jeremiah, that these don't understand, having eyes, they see not. So when you don't understand, your eyes don't work. And your ears don't hear well. Jeremiah 5:21. These are foolish people without what? Understanding, and which have ears that are not working. And eyes that are also not working. Well, you see, but it doesn't mean anything to you. So today, I mean, this is just, I'm not going to speak for long, but I want you to just see the importance of understanding when we share certain things. Turn with me to Hebrews chapter 5. Amazing. Hebrews 5. And you see something right there. It says in verse 12, for when the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again the principles. Everybody say principles. First principles of the oracles of God. Wow, these are big words. Principles of the oracles. Kabashakayana.
Receive it.
So you need to understand the principles. When you understand principles, you become very stable. And you become fruitful. You can never be fruitful unless you are mature and stable. So, try to believe that things are deeper and that there is more to what you are seeing that you need to learn. Christianity is something you need to search scriptures. You need to be a Bible student. Not just to go to Bible school, but personally a Bible student. Because there are principles of the oracles that you need to understand. Otherwise, you sit back and you never become stable. Wow. Now, let me give you a few examples. In the past, you see, somebody can easily dismiss someone. Oh, don't mind them. But if you pay a little attention, try to go a little deeper, your eyes will start working. And you start seeing that this is the reason why this person is saying this. Now, if you look at the church, years ago, I was sharing with people, work for God. You know, like I did in the first part, work for God. Oh, what is this? We're a church, you come to a church and they say you should work. I mean, why? What church? Why don't we? We want to be blessed. Go around and see those who say they are being blessed. Where is everyone? Where are they? Where are even those churches? The churches are even getting empty. Yes. True. Just bless me, bless me, bless me. Every day, something good is happening. It cannot be. That is why we have people who are just receive this and prophetic directions. It is not enough. You need to also know the principles. You can't just come for somebody to pray for you. Yeah. So that you understand things and you become established. When you see the gates of eternity, you appreciate me. Yes, you appreciate what I'm urging you to do. If you look at it deeply, you see that the principle of working for God, God is a God who says thank you better than anybody else. God is a God who says thank you better than anyone else. But it's because you don't understand those principles. That is when you say, I was going to preach somewhere once, our own church. They said, Bishop is coming. Don't say that, kill yourself. He's coming to say, kill yourself for Jesus. So the announcement is like, hey, we know him. This man there, kill yourself for Jesus. That's all that he's coming to tell us. That's all I'm coming to tell you. Within that, you see, your eyes are not working. And your ears are not working. That's why when you hear me telling you and urging you to give something of your life to God. I'm not even asking you for your money. You go somewhere, they'll ask you. You now, you sow cars. You sow seed. You come to church and say that you've gone without your car. Yes. Maybe you are new. Maybe you are new in the church. You sow seeds, cars, this. There's nothing wrong. It's a good thing. But I'm just telling you. And I'm encouraging you to give yourself. But you see, if you don't understand it, you may think that, what message is this? It's a weaker message. It's making us stronger. Yes. Those who say they are prospering, where are they? Where's the money? When I share about debt, people just dismiss it. Oh, how can you do it? What are you talking about? How can you do business without borrowing money? Those are the people who are unstable today. As our church is very stable. Very stable. Financially stable. Members stable. That's the church. We are not imagining things. Everywhere is full. Yes. God wants to establish, but if you don't have a deep understanding, everything looks like nonsense to you. In fact, you know, my little brother-in-law, he told me something. You know, I was once at a camp, Cape Coast, and I was sharing some things. He came after and told me, he said that my father, before he died, told him that when a wise man is speaking, he looks like a madman. It looks as if there's something wrong with him. When a wise man speaks, he looks like he's crazy. Yes. That's what my father-in-law said. And it's true. When you hear the wisdom of God, so remember that your labor in the Lord is not. It sounds like, what are you trying to say? What I'm not trying to say is nothing else but what I'm trying to say. It's exactly what I'm saying. What the word of God is saying is what I'm saying. Don't ask me what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
I'm saying what he's saying. What question are you asking me? It may not look like wisdom to you, but I tell you. One day I looked at a sister and I told her, 14 people have proposed to you. And you said no. 14. Now you see, there are two ways you can look at it. Number one was that, if you see it as a prophecy, but I didn't even really see it as a prophecy. But you see, when you see people who are in the church and deep in the church for years, especially from the time they are young, you can know that this girl, brothers will like her. When you say this girl, brothers will like her. Cry. Yes. And I was not wrong. 14 people. I mentioned the number. She said it cannot be. I said, count it. After some days, she came and said, it's true. It's confirmed. 14. Yes. Working in the church, being a humble sister who flows deeply, not just shallow, makes you very attractive. More than her, more than all the things you are doing. True. So, brothers and sisters, think deeply. It may sound like just an statement, but there are deep things behind it. We gave 4 prophecies to the government. 1, we said, make a concrete road. You watch and see. They don't do it. They don't do whatever. You see that Ghana will be a roadless country, as it is after 61 years of being ruling and mismanaging and managing our own affairs. 61 years. We will hit 4 roadless. As Ebony died on the road, that accident around Bechem, armed robbers came. And number 2, we talk about armed robbers. Armed robbers came there. They made people come out of the bus and lie down on the roadside. And then a car was coming at top speed. A bus was coming at top speed. They didn't know what was happening and came and passed over all the people. Yes, at that same Bechem place. So nobody will stop there. Yeah. But you see, people don't believe as the country is gradually changed. But what is, don't mind this foolish half-caste boys. We're talking, sorry. That's why I keep most of my things to myself. And you see the prosperity within the church. Proper one. Proper. It's internal. Stability is internal. It's not external. Because when you give advice, what they don't understand, they just think you are saying something. As Ghana is changing to a country which Ghana was never. You see that, you wonder which country you are in. Whether you are in Ghana or in another country in West Africa. I will not mention names. And then education. You see, this thing is not it's a fake education. Sorry. Keep it to yourself. As you turn all the youth of the nation into uneducated people who can't speak English, can't write English, can't speak. Hey, it's so wild. And you have leaders, they sit on it. But you see, understanding, when you don't understand and somebody talks to you, you almost even become offended. Yes. So that you have to really look at the person before you even open your mouth to even speak a word and even suggest something to that person. So principles make you deeper. Principles make you deeper. You must know the principles that are working in Christianity. And that's what he said in Hebrews, that the time when you ought to be teachers, you see, you need now what would make you stable and what would make you a teacher, which is principles of the oracles of God. Like, you have to know this principle is what is working. When we say give, it's a principle that is working. When we say work for the Lord, you are activating a principle. You are activating something. When you don't forgive, you are activating something. People, when you marry somebody who doesn't have understanding, you tell the person, do this, because it's against your nature. The person lacks the understanding that obedience will lead to something good. People don't understand such things. So understanding makes you see more. So I would love to talk to somebody with understanding. When I speak, he will understand me. He will see into what I'm saying. So, thank you. He'd rather say thank you. The person without understanding would rather be angry. So you start to keep everything to yourself. You walk by people, you can say something, no say. It would even take it as an insult. So, deeper searching scriptures, studying the Bible, reading books that help you. When you read the book, you put the book down, open the Bible, and see what is the Bible saying, that it is it from the Bible. I say, wow, the Bible is a wow. You see the Bible opening to you. And you start to see principles that are working. Real things that are working. Yeah. One of the first principles that I learned was, if it's not in the Bible, we don't do it. If it's in the Bible, we'll do it. I learned it. It's all Jesus. When Jesus was tested by the devil, he answered him with the Bible every time. he will answer. It is written. But you see, people say, put the Bible aside. I met somebody recently. He said, I used to belong to your church. Put the Bible aside. I'm no more in your church. I'm taking you on. I say, wow, okay. We see where it will end. That alone should tell you the principles you are breaking and the troubles that you are going to have in your life. And you are fighting who? You are fighting with me over the church. On the church. Then you've chosen it. Even the man who took his shoe to throw at Clinton, or is it Bush? It wasn't easy for him. I don't know how many years he went to prison. You can take your shoe and throw it at a dog or a cat, but you should be careful the person you are throwing it at. It's going to change things. Hallelujah. Tell somebody I'm going into principles now. Yes. Let me give you, as we get into the end, listen to this. Listen to this. Listen to this. Why should we visit a prisoner who has committed a crime? Wicked people, when you see them in court, very pitiful, please, I never did it. When you start your prison ministry, they always tell you, remember, everybody says I'm not guilty. It's the standard song. Why should we take money to go and visit such evil people? There's a principle, because Jesus said it. It's enough. Jesus said it is my principle. It's a good principle to be the reason for anything that I'm doing. Because Jesus said it. I was in prison and you did not come to me. And he said, when did we see you? And he said, whatsoever you do to the least of my brethren, you have done it to me. It's enough. So when you are not deep, you think that God is trying to take something from you, or maybe God doesn't want you to marry, or God doesn't want you to be pretty. God doesn't want you to be pretty. That is why you are not wearing some certain dress. That God doesn't want you to be happy. God doesn't want you to have a beloved. That's why he's telling you this thing. Oh, it's so sad. You lack understanding. And this is why deeper and deeper we have to go into the principles of the oracles of God and understand the why. The difference between a nurse and a doctor is understanding. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go further. So, even there is more, once you get the principles, why would I honor Bishop Duncan Williams? It's by principle. It's only a principle. I attended church there before. It's simple. That's it. Nothing you can advise takes me away from that principle, and also that God told me to do so. It's enough for me for my life. But that's all. So the principle that I'm working with, people don't understand that principle and they violate it. If I've taught you before and I've fed you before, you should be careful with me. Eh? You, not somebody somewhere. You that I've preached to and I've fed you, I've poured water on you. Because I'm pouring water and seed on you. So you have to be careful. Because the Bible says the ground that receives rain, you have to be careful with that ground. With that you receive the rain and you bring forth thorns. You should be careful.
They are principles. Amen. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine, God wants you to be deep enough to know the principles that are at work. You are not sowing a seed in your father's life because he needs money. Me, as I stand here, that's why I came to First Love Church and I said I will teach all the children, the young people, how to sow seed in my life because I know they don't have anything. I feel freer to do so because I know they have nothing. It cannot be because I'm trying to get something from you. But I'm trying to teach you a principle, who to honor and how to honor and what to do. Yes. So I chose the children. I would talk to the children and tell them, honor your father. That's all. Yes. That's all. And be blessed. One day I gathered some of my pastors and I told them, you are poor because you don't honor. You don't honor me and you don't know how to honor. That's why you are poor. Nobody will honor you. I told them, nobody will give you anything. And they were all sitting there looking at me. I said, yeah. That's why we are driving these Chenchema cars, because you don't know how to honor. You don't know Chenchema. It's a Greek word. Check your Greek dictionary after church. That is why you are where you are. You see, he that waters will be watered also. As you never take time to water anybody, no one will ever water you. It's a principle. Principles are the reasons why things are. When people understand things, that's the scripture. He that watereth shall be watered also himself. You can never take your watering can to water somebody. How will you be watered? That's what the Bible says, Proverbs 11. You know, whenever people understand principles, they go very high. You know, at first, if a woman could not have a child, you know, it was a problem, and it still is a problem. But when they understood how the thing is working, that the woman's period starts, and then by a certain time, she's releasing an egg. They never knew it. We didn't know it before. She's releasing an egg, and then the seed is also coming from the man, and it's timed. And it joins. Then after it joins, it travels for miles because of the size. You know, if an ant is moving from here to the back, it's like you going to, let's say, California. It's from here to the back. You get what I'm saying? You are so small that you are going overseas. The airport is here. Then you'll be going all the way there. So for a sperm, it's very far. When they understood it, one of the big problems where the tubes are blocked, which is one of the big ones, they said, okay. So it is about the sperm have to meet the egg, you see. So what about if we can get the egg, call it for a meeting, and get the sperm and say, come at the same time. And then we can make them meet. And when they meet, we can take them back to where they belong. That's understanding. They tried it. That's what they call test tube baby. Because they made the egg and the sperm meet in the test tube, then put it in. One day I was watching the television, 72-year-old woman in India with her baby. She will want to give birth before she dies, 72. They do it. When you go to India, everybody is doing it. Here. Plenty, everywhere. Yeah. So I was watching a girl. You think that her children have brought the grandchildren to the house. No! Or is the great-grand, but 70 is like great. You get into great-grandchildren. No, it's her child. I watched her, she was sitting down. And the baby was playing. And they were interviewing her, IVF, the baby. Grandmother, very old. She has just given birth. Even Sarah and others, they have to, Abraham and Sarah, you know, that type of miracle. Yeah. And this is the magic they are doing. Because they understand what is happening. Yeah. One day I saw a young lady, she was not getting pregnant. So I asked her, what is day one? Do you know day one? When a woman has a cycle, day one to up to 28. Sometimes it changes, but 1 to 20. So I asked her, what is day one? She told me that day one was around day 14. So she was calculating it differently. Sure, I'm sure she was an art student. So she didn't know. She didn't do science. Yes. Yes. An art student who wants to understand principles. It's like you are speaking French to her. Wow. When you understand the principles, you do it. Leaders, one of the principles of leadership is, if you lead the people and you care for the people, the work you've done alone will come back to look after you. You don't have to take anything. You don't have to take it. One of my happiest moments was when an accountant, you know, he worked for us as a lay person, was not working in the church. He was a chartered accountant. He worked and did our accounts. One day he came and said, I want to work for you. I want to work for you. He said, after I've been doing the accounts of the church all these years, I see. Then another accountant came and said, I am another accountant that is subcontracted your things. So I have been seeing your accounts. I want to also work for you. Yeah. I've seen that your things are a certain way. You don't have to be dipping your money. When you see the people scrambling for Land Cruisers and all this, you realize that they've not understood the first. If you build a road or you do the things, I mean, what is a Land Cruiser? But you see, the understanding hasn't reached there. Yeah. Tell somebody I'm getting a bit deeper in my understanding of issues. Yeah. I don't have to. The churches that I'm building, all the people, I don't need to ask. I don't need to go and scrape something or take some. No. Kick back. What are all these? When I work from my heart. And I point out to people, this thing I'm building, not even my son. My son is here. No, none of my children have anything. They don't own anything. It's for the church. There's no percentage. Oh, from here to here is for my son. This, the bookshop is for my daughter. This is, no. I don't have all those. Have all those things. What are you worried about? The speakers are insured in my daughter-in-law's name. Hey. Yeah. One day, a businessman came to see me for advice. And he asked me to do something, so I showed him. Then he came to give me some money. I said, hey, what? It's not money. Why are you thinking of money? It's not everything that is about money. I asked him, do you think what I was doing for you to give me something? I mean, he was giving me as a payment, not as a seed. He was trying to pay me. I said, please, I beg you. If I wanted a job, I wouldn't have come to this direction. Yeah, and this was like 20 years ago. I told him, please. I saw you as somebody that I was just sharing something with. Beautiful. It's a blessing. principles. So you need the principles of the doctrine, principles of the oracle. You have to know what is working. That's the difference between a nurse and a doctor. You know, at first I thought nurses, you know. No, I don't know what you are laughing at because I haven't said anything. No, ask your neighbor what he's laughing about because I don't know why. I don't know why you are laughing. Like, I haven't spoken and you are laughing. Okay, at first I didn't know what nurses learned in school. You get what I'm saying? So one day I found a nurse and I asked. I started to hear. The same subjects that we learn as doctors. Same. Anatomy, physiology, biochemistry, pathology, pharmacology, microbiology, internal medicine, community health, surgery. They do the same subject, but it's the extent to which the depth. Yeah. That's the difference between a pilot and an air hostess. If you fly up and then the air hostess says, I've taken off. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, I've taken over. So I'll be landing you soon and I cry. Will you be happy? But he said, no, I've been sitting by the pilot all these years and I've been sitting by him many times when he was landing, so I know everything. Will you be happy with it? Do you know how many years they go to piloting school, what they go and learn there? Do you know that when you are landing at the runway, there are some winds that come just in front of at the runway. Just apart from the ones that are in the air, crosswinds at the runway. Many accidents have happened over that landing thing. Yeah. Many things. Huh? Will you be happy if a dentist says, I'm going to operate on your heart. I'm dentist, whatever. I'm coming to operate on your heart. Will you be happy about it? Yes, you stay with the teeth. Even, but you say, I'm in the medical field, but it's not deeply enough to do that work. So 1 Peter 5 says that may God establish you, strengthen you, perfect you, establish you. After you have suffered for a while, you are going to become stable and established in God, established in Christ. Hallelujah. When you are stable, even when somebody shouts at you, you are never moved. Yeah. There are people I can shout at happily. There are some people I will not even raise my voice. I'll say, hello, please. But if you are stable, I will say, your mind, you are having brain failure. Brain failure. Yes. Your brain has failed. They will never be. They are stable. By you. Let somebody, he used his left hand to talk to me. He was preaching and he waved his left hand in my direction. We are sorry. I apologize. I think it's in this direction. I apologize. Is it in this direction? It's at the back. We are sorry. Tell your neighbor, I'm a stable Christian. I'm stable. Understand? Yeah. My father is talking to me and he can shout at me. How can you not be shouted at? Ask your neighbor, it cannot be that nobody can say your things. You are becoming stable.
Amen.
You are becoming strong. I like those four words. Stable, strong, perfect, and settled. Settled. Yes. You see, I'm in the ministry and I can perceive that God has established me. Yes. I'm not struggling. If you don't give an offering to that, there's nothing. Nothing will happen. There's no struggle at all. Maybe I won't get a car or maybe I won't have... No. Yes. And business can be like that. So like if something doesn't happen, then maybe another change will come. There'll be a serious... There's nothing like that. And that's how your life is going to be called stable, established. Lift your hands. Father, thank you for stabilizing your church and establishing your Christians on deeper principles
of the Word of God. Thank you for the stability of deep understanding that is coming into every life at this time. As every head is bowed, can we all be standing, please? As every head is bowed and every eye closed, if you are here today, want to give your life to Jesus. Pastor, please pray with me. I want to give my life to Jesus Christ. If you are here like that, lift up your right hand quickly, and then I'm going to pray with you. Yes, just your hand should be up like this. I want Jesus. I don't want to go to hell. I want Jesus to come into my life. God bless you. If your hand is lifted up, come to me. I'm praying with you now as we close very quickly. Come, 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 come.
To Jesus.
Jesus, come and stand here. Your hand, say this prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. I am a sinner. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. Today, I open my heart and I receive Jesus as my Savior, my Master, and my Lord. Thank you for saving me and washing me. Please write my name in the book of life. From today, say from today, I'm a child of God. I'm born again. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. I want to give you a book with this simple prayer. Do you know when you go to a wedding, they say, do you take this woman as your wife? Say, I do. Do you take this man as your wife? I do. That's all. You are married. So as you've come and said, do you receive Jesus? I do. That's it. You are saved. Amen. So I'm giving you, give them the book, please, quickly. I'm giving you one of my books that I wrote. It's called Key Facts for New Believers. You have to take one home. It's your gift from coming to church. This is what you got. Amen. Will you read it? Will you read it? What a blessing. Lift up your book and let me pray for you. Father, bless everyone as they give their lives to you. May their lives never be the same again, in Jesus' name. Amen. When we close, all of you with the books, come to this side here, where they are written, Salvation Corner. Come as soon as we close, come there. 5 minutes, then we are going home. Okay? God bless you. You may be seated. It's time for communion. Now, why do you like communion? Huh? Yeah. Why do we need communion? Now listen, are you there? During the week, some people were asking me, what tea is it that can lower your cholesterol? Because last week I was telling, Jesus said, my blood is drink. Indeed. Sometimes when somebody is sick, we say, take, have, drink. Even ORS. Isn't it? ORS, when you have diarrhea, oral rehydration. Our students don't know what is ORS. Oral rehydration salt. This is our students. I don't know. Ask your neighbor. You didn't do science at all. Is it that you didn't do any science at all? Even integrated science, you didn't do. So, many drinks, are you there? Many drinks bring healing. ORS brings healing. All children's medicines. It's a syrup. It's a drink. Yes, paracetamol syrup, cough mixture. All there are drinks that people take, like what we are about to drink. And it brings healing. That's what I was telling you. Even tea, there are some teas that lower blood pressure. There are some teas that lower cholesterol. Different things. So what is Jesus saying? My flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink. Like it is a real drink. That's not the indeed. Kaba shakaya.
Receive it.
And my flesh is meat indeed. All right? Now, what is meat? Do you know the first patient I saw dying on the ward? I'd never seen anybody like she was from Ethiopia. Those were the days when there was a famine there. So when we came, the doctor asked, what is this? What is this? We were mentioning cancer of the toes, of the eyes, of the hair. HIV, different, tuberculosis, nothing. Starvation. Yes, she was not, there was no disease, only lack of meat. Yes, and she's the first patient I saw dying for lack of just food. They tried to give her a drip and to bring her back. They couldn't. Yes. So, when he says my flesh is meat, it's the first medicine, it's what you eat. So as we take the communion, you are about to receive medicine. I don't know what English word to again, the type of medical food. Even art students are understanding this one because the word of God is neither art nor science. Hallelujah. Stand to your feet.
Take, eat, this is my body, which was broken for you.
Yes.
Drink, this is my blood, which was shed for you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. Blessing that we bless, it's the communion of the blood of Christ, the bread which we break, it's the communion of the body of Christ.
Father,
oh, this is the meat.
Thank you for the flesh, the first medicine that we are taking today. Bless us with long life that is crossing the age of 70 easily. I say crossing 70 with ease. I say crossing 70 with ease. 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 In the name of Jesus, whatever would take away even 5 years, we declare that by the power of the meat, indeed, the body of Jesus, that thing is abolished. Whether it is a disease, whether it is an accident, whether it's a calamity, whether it's a strange occurrence, whether it's an unexpected event, we declare that by this meat, we are crossing over 70 with ease. We will not be on admission to any hospital. We will not be on any drip in the name of Jesus. We will not go into intensive care in the name of Jesus. We will not be brought in dead in the name of Jesus. We will not be carried in an ambulance in the name of Jesus. We will never be on oxygen in the name of Jesus. We declare total and complete healing and protection by the body of Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Father. The body of Jesus. And now, I heard a word when I was standing here. The cup of blessing. this is a cup full of blessings for you. Whatever represents bad news,
yes,
when this cup enters you, the bad news will be driven away.
I receive it.
Whatever represents evil tidings,
oh yes,
will be driven away.
I receive it.
By the cup of blessing. Whatever represents a curse in your life,
yes,
any form of standing still in one place, any form of stagnation, by the blessing of the Lord,
yes,
I see you going to a higher place.
I receive it.
And advancing in your life.
I receive it.
May the blessing of the Lord that comes through this cup,
yes,
overwhelm you.
Amen.
Surprise you.
Yes.
Increase you.
I receive it.
Bless you.
I receive it.
Take you higher.
I receive.
Put your feet on solid ground.
I receive it.
Make you stable in your life.
I receive it.
In every area.
Yes.
In finances.
Yes.
In spiritual things.
I receive it.
In the power of God.
Yes.
May you see angels.
I receive it.
Experience angelic powers.
I receive it.
Through the cup of blessings.
Yes.
May there be many angels around you and around your life.
Yes.
Many angels. I see many angels surrounding,
yes,
God's people. I see angels surrounding God's people.
I receive it.
I see angels surrounding God's people.
I receive
a cup of blessing.
Yes.
Father, thank you. We declare this to be the blood of Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. And we thank you that this is a cup of blessing for everyone and everyone watching, everyone seeing, and everyone hearing. We soak ourselves in this blessing. We neutralize every curse by this blessing.
Receive it.
We command every curse to be neutralized.
Receive it.
By the cup of blessing. The cup of blessing. Lift your hands. Receive your blessing now. May your feet,
yes,
be on stable ground.
I receive it.
May your feet be planted.
Yes.
May your feet be removed from any form of instability.
I receive it.
May your feet be planted on a good ground.
I receive it.
Whatever represents instability, confusion, weakness in your life, in the name of Jesus, I curse it now.
I receive it.
And I say and bless any and everyone watching, listening, hearing, standing. You are blessed with stability.
I receive it.
You are blessed with settlement.
I receive it.
Your case is settled now.
I receive it.
I say your case is settled now.
I receive it.
Your case is settled now.
I receive it.
Whatever represents a case,
yes,
against you, it is settled now.
I receive it.
In the name of Jesus. Anyone here,
Professor,
who is in conflict with your parents,
yes, sir,
conflict especially with your father, may that conflict come to an end now.
Amen.
And may the curse that comes to children who don't flow with their parents be averted in your life today in,
amen,
Jesus' name. Any child here,
Professor,
who is a source of concern, from today, you will not be a source of concern to your parents.
I receive it.
But you'll be a source of good news.
I receive
and
it.
A source of blessing.
Yes.
And a source of peace.
Yes.
To your parents. In the name of Jesus. Whatever represents a car, I see a car.
Professor,
may that car be brought to you.
I receive it.
I call it from the atmosphere, and I call it from the environment.
Yes.
I call it from the sky.
Yes.
I call it from wherever it is.
Yes.
And I say, arise, car, arise.
It.
May the car arrive now in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Is somebody here? You are looking for something that you have not found. I decree,
Professor,
this week you will find it in
I
Jesus
receive Christ. It.
Whoever here is on a search,
yes,
on a hunt,
yes,
finding things, elusive things,
yes,
things which are dodging you. I declare your hands have become longer and you are blessed on it now in Jesus' name. May you find what has been dodging you.
I receive it.
What has been escaping you.
I receive it.
What has been running away from you. May God place your hand squarely on it in Jesus' name.
I receive it.
I see a ship. Somebody here, you are going to go on a ship.
Professor.
Watching maybe?
Yes.
But it's a good thing. May you find your way to that ship.
I receive it.
May you go on that vessel.
I receive it.
May you find your way to the place that God has destined for your life.
I receive it.
From today.
Yes.
Whatever represents barrenness and emptiness. Where you come to church and do nothing for God. God forbid. Say God forbid. Say God forbid.
God forbid.
That I should be barren.
That I should be barren.
In the house of God. In Jesus' name. I see a flower.
Yes.
May your life be like a flower.
I receive it.
May you be attractive to God.
I receive.
May you be pleasing to God.
I receive it.
All the days of your life.
Oh, yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
May you never be tired of church.
I receive it.
God forbid that you should ever be tired of going to church.
God forbid.
Say God forbid.
God forbid.
God forbid.
God forbid.
God forbid.
God forbid.
That I should be tired of church. In the name of Jesus. Now, a friend who is a long lost friend is coming back to your life.
I receive it.
Receive that friend. I don't know, but it's an important friendship. Whatever relationship is broken,
yes,
long standing friendship that are broken,
yes,
may God restore it and give you peace.
I receive it.
And help you in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Put your hand on your stomach. Whatever is in your stomach that is not good, I neutralize by the power of God and declare that your stomach contains only good things. In the name of Jesus. Only good things are inside your stomach. Any sickness in your stomach dies today in the name of Jesus. May the Holy Ghost flow out of your belly like the rivers of living water. May the power of God flow out of you. As the river of living water.
Yes.
And may you become a blessing to many people in the house of the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Any witch who is looking for you this week.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I block her from finding you in Jesus' name. I see a witch looking for somebody. But I say, I cast your face in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
The children of God in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
All forms of witches,
hey,
and manipulators,
hey,
that are coming near you,
hey,
I unravel their powers against, hey, you in the name of Jesus. No strange woman will have the power over you this week. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
No strange man will have power over you in the name of Jesus. You are free from all forms of manipulations and directions in the name of Jesus.
I receive it.
By the power of God.
Yes, Lord.
Now, I come against the stronghold of poverty.
Yes.
The poverty that prevents you from serving Him.
Oh, yes.
Poverty that prevents you from going to church. Poverty that prevents you from being even a good Christian. Where you have to lie and cheat and steal. I curse that yoke over your life in the name of Jesus. May you experience the goodness of the Lord. May the stronghold of poverty be broken in your life today.
Receive it.
Receive an appointment.
I receive it.
Receive an appointment.
I receive it.
Receive an appointment.
I receive it.
Receive a good message.
I receive it.
Take out your phone. Everybody, take your phone out. Take out your phone.
I receive it.
Lift your phone up.
Oh, yes.
May your phone receive a good phone call.
Amen.
May your phone receive a good message.
I receive it.
May your phone receive miracle money.
I receive it.
May you hear something. something that makes you scream and shout for joy. Receive good news in the name of Jesus. Receive good news in the name of Jesus. Every shocking news.
Oh, yes.
That breaks your heart.
Professor.
Trying to come through this phone.
Yes.
We return it back to sender in the name of Jesus. You cannot receive dying death news through this phone in the name of Jesus.
I receive it.
No.
Yes.
I say no.
No.
I say no. Be a blessed phone.
I receive it.
May you never be afraid of your phone.
I receive it.
But may your phone bring you good things.
I receive it.
Good news.
I receive
good tidings.
I receive
good messages.
I receive
good money.
I receive
good blessings.
I receive,
receive it in the name of Jesus. Your life is declared extended this afternoon. I extend your life.
Amen.
Now in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Whatever shortens life, suddenly. I'm speaking specifically to sudden death. Sudden death. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I rebuke sudden death. I say, go back to where you are coming from in the name of Jesus. No one will hear bad news about you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Any form of targeting.
Yes, sir.
Any form of conspiracy. Any kind of planning meeting about you,
yes,
about things to do with you,
yes,
to target you,
yes,
to fight you,
yes,
to overwhelm you,
yes,
to kill you.
Yes.
I cancel all those meetings now. You are blessed.
Amen.
Say, may God forbid every conspiracy against my life. Say, God forbid.
God forbid.
Any conspiracy.
God forbid.
Any meeting.
Any meeting.
Any decision.
Any decision.
Any plan.
Any plan.
Against me.
Against me.
And my life.
And my life.
God forbid it.
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 In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Lift your hand like this. Say, I receive.
I receive.
I receive.
I receive.
The covering.
The covering.
The feathers.
The feathers.
The coverings.
The coverings.
Of Jehovah.
Of Jehovah.
The Lord is my refuge.
The Lord is my refuge.
In Him will I trust.
In Him will I trust.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I receive the blessing of the Lord.
I receive the blessing of the Lord.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Give the Lord a mighty shout of hallelujah. I come against car accident.
Amen.
All forms of car accident.
Yes, sir.
Which cut off your legs.
Yes.
Which harm you.
Yes.
Which maim you.
Yes.
Kill your loved ones.
Yes.
I bind it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You not hear that news.
Amen.
I see angels being deployed.
Yes.
To follow the prophecies and ensure that they come to pass.
Amen.
As we have confessed before men,
yes,
the Father is confessing before the angels.
I receive it.
Angelic activities and movements are taking place now. And angels are deployed.
Yes, Lord.
On your behalf.
Yes.
As many as believe it, it shall come to pass practically in your life.
Amen.
Give the Lord a shout and a clap and pray.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dycuid Mills, please visit our website at www.dycuidmills.org. God richly bless you.